Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He didn't give me a specific topic, so I wanted to cover another post I found on the goingyourownway.com forum. It's become the best replacement for the MGTOW subreddit with regards to the volume of traffic it gets. Now I'd like to share a comment from someone named Renaissance with a Z. And here goes, and I quote, "I was really thinking about this earlier. I am what you call marriage age right now. My dad married when he was my age, and I've reached where he was all that time ago. I remember being a much younger man about 10 years ago. This is well before social media really boomed and Blackberries were all the rage. Twilight was the in thing. Kony 2012. Obama's second term. Facebook was just starting to become a really big thing. I remember being very hopeful for the future in 10 years. And now that this milestone is so close to passing, I am a mix of extremely shocked with a side of sickness. The thought of me marrying into what Western society's become, quite honestly, kills my chubby. I'm horrified as to what we turn into in the last 10 years. I don't ever wanna, well, you get the point. Just WTF. 10 years later and there are 25 different genders. Gay is straight, straight is gay, monogamy is bad. Everything is offensive. Men are women, women are men. People are glued to their phones and don't so much as look at you. Much less hold a conversation, and of course social media runs the world. I just want to hop into a time machine and go back to about 2003 to 2007, and stop. Society, I am very disappointed in you. I feel like I'm living in some sort of insane asylum. A global Weimar Republic that has spread and metastasized like a cancer. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation, and I agree with Renaissance that I am very disappointed too with the social justice-y, morally and creatively bankrupt world that we're currently living in. Once in a while, there's some great pieces of pop culture, but they're mostly rehashes of old stuff. From 2003 to 2007, I remember films like Kill Bill, the second X-Men film, Spider-Man 2, Revenge of the Sith, King Kong, Sin City, The Prestige, No Country for Old Men, and There Will Be Blood, as well as many others I absolutely loved. Yes, they were starting to do remakes and superhero films back then, but they were still rather fresh and new. And with The Immortals, you can see how bad it's getting. More than anything, it's been the deplatformings, demoralizations, and now inflation that's pushing my sanity over the edge and pumping me full of cortisol affecting my skin and digestion because I can't seem to calm down these days. So society is quite literally making me ill. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the you will own nothing except happy memories from 10 to 20 years ago and be happy clown world show. Lately, I've been feeling physically ill, having to worry about losing everything I've worked for the last 10 to 20 years, because governments overspent by getting into debt and are now going to impoverish the middle and lower classes so they don't have to default on their debts. Of course, they don't want people to know this, so they just say that inflation is transitory. Meanwhile, if you look at this wonderful illustration that I found, you'll see how crazy inflation has been going over the last year or so. I'd say it's been around 25 to 30%. That means you've lost that percentage of your purchasing power of money if you held it in cash because of all the money printing. Don't get me wrong, I'm keeping up and exceeding inflation with my investment strategy, but it's still stressful and I feel like I'm walking a tightrope across the Twin Towers, and a plane might strike one of them at any moment, like it's 9/11. If I'm lucky enough to see it coming, I can grab onto the rope as hard and fast as I can so that when the plane strikes, the vibrations don't shake me off. It's like the 1940s again, where they just keep interest rates low while inflation was raging 5 to 6 years after the Second World War, to get governments out of having to pay their debt back to all the holders of the war bonds. They paid the money back, but it lost much of its value. That's what they seem to be doing again. It gives me anxiety because the only thing that's helped me get in front of that inflation the most has been Bitcoin, and Wall Street is now manipulating that as well. What's also making many of us mentally ill is having to live in a world with an illness of unknown Chinese origin, where people are coping by getting obese. We all have to deal with the Democrats in America and Libtard Party in Canada burning down our freedoms and trying to implement neo-Marxism. All this is like taking the monetary policy of the 1940s, the Red Scare from the 1950s and 60s, in the inconvenient parts of the Spanish flu after World War I and rolling these things together, and a generation of women that are non-marriage material, and a third of men being incels. And that's where we are. Don't forget the wealth inequality and rising asset prices, supply chain issues, where I can't get my alkaline water and fresh fish too. I've had to learn about Swedish bitters and digestive enzymes to control reflux. All this stress is reducing my body's ability to digest my food properly, because I'm in fight-or-flight mode all the time, it seems. Stress is causing inflammation and flaring up my skin. But I'm working on all this by being socially isolated from a world gone mad. I'll stay sane, but the world will go crazy. And when I emerge, I suspect that being sane will be the new insane, and vice versa. I isolate myself from society, which seems to be a bad dream at this point. I remember from 2003 to 2007, vocal trance music seemed to be the last genre of interesting music. After that, there have been a few good songs here or there, but no new genres. A few great TV shows like Westworld Season 1, The Expanse, as well as Game of Thrones the last couple seasons. Social media, however, is out of my society, and being in front of computers and my smartphones, I literally get what is known as screen apnea. This is where my breathing becomes shallow and it triggers a fight-or-flight response, and then my cortisol spikes, causing problems. The problem with being an intelligent, highly sensitive person is that you see all the negative things happening in society, and you have to respond relatively quickly. I can't imagine being married with kids right now. There's no way I'd be able to manage protecting myself financially along with working full-time and dealing with all the nagging. It's almost like a full-time job figuring out the financial situation at this point. Governments are counting on people being depressed due to the lockdowns, family responsibilities and their jobs to distract them from seeing how the government is rapidly destroying the spending power of our savings that we keep in currency so that the government bureaucrats can keep spending our money like drunken sailors. Once they devalue our currencies, then I see things like unrealized capital gains taxes on people that just want to protect their money from inflation. To be on the safe side, you have to make roughly 25 to 30% after tax on your assets. A lot of people are figuring this out, and if the inflation continues, they will say screw it. I'm not going to work for a 20 to 25% pay cut every single year. So they'll quit and go and work for another company asking for more money. Corporations are either going to have to pay them or they'll be out of business. It's like all of this is being orchestrated to collapse capitalism and introduce communism. The governments of the West, after making things inefficient, will come in and say they will provide a solution. But the solution will ironically be worse than the problems they created. Then we have people relabeling the pedos out there into MAPS or minor attracted people or persons. They want to destroy the stigma associated with diddling, it seems. About a dozen guys contacted me and told me that they're into traps this year because the Western women are so bad and they look like ogres with breasts. You can increasingly either date Shrek or a shemale, it seems. It's all so discouraging. Or you can geomax if you're willing to get the jab and fly to Eastern Europe and hope your schwing-schwang doesn't fall off after getting your shots. I used to worry about camps for the unjabbed and financial collapse. Now I'm relaxing and just doing what members of Congress are doing. Many of them aren't getting their jabs and are just investing in growth assets in their stock portfolios, and some are even buying crypto. They can't seem to mandate that everyone get them because then they'd have to get them too. They don't want to be poor, so they're putting their money into assets that will survive the inflation intact and outgrow it. Somewhere around 2017, after Trump was elected, when I traveled, I could actually see the rage in people in blue states, and the atmosphere in the country had shifted. I don't really know if things are the same today. I don't know because I can't leave Kazakhstan anymore, on a plane or even drive across the border. I'm in a cold Canadian country prison, yet I don't let that get me down. Society is disintegrating and I don't care anymore. I can't afford to care, it might make me sick and eventually kill me. I'm apathetic for my own health. The only thing I worry about is my financial picture right now. I don't worry if I don't get as many coaching calls or donations on my channel, because I realize that my annual earned income is not going to make massive differences in my life at this point. My priority is growing my assets faster than the money printing is destroying them. That's what I'm most anxious about. I also pay attention to the wealth confiscation policies of the incoming Marxists, and worst case scenario, I charter a plane and put everything in crypto and leave the country that way. Sometimes the best way to stay sane and not be afraid is to have options, and a plane if your world keeps falling apart. I'm hopeful that the craziness around the coup will soon end, as it seems to have been throttled down and around 90% of people have at least one shot. People will shut up and get their boosters and try and live a normal life, it seems. Odds are I won't be barred from grocery shopping, and if I am, I can pretty much have fallback plans for that as well. people are on social media and can't hold a conversation anymore, and that's fine for me, because I was socially awkward my entire life and had troubles communicating. The trick to staying sane in a social media world where we are all addicted to it is to spend more time creating content than actually consuming it. Also, the cortisol release I feel typing in front of my computer recording these talks with myself is nowhere near as high as when I'm consuming random content on YouTube. It just sucks because as I get older, stress affects my body and mental health more. Renaissance is right to have nostalgia for the past. Collecting vintage toys during the lockdowns has been a great hobby, because every time I saw something from my childhood, I was transported back to that time and place and away from the horrible world that we find ourselves in now. Plus, it's ironic because the stuff I've been buying just keeps going up with inflation. I didn't think that would happen, but I suspect in the future, buying and holding antiques and other objects that the government can't tax, like cars, houses, and stocks, and other stuff that leaves a paper trail, deeds and ownership papers, might be the best way to preserve some of your purchasing power. That's one way to protect yourself from inflation and confiscation, so long as the authorities and other people don't know you have those physical items and are lucky enough to hold something that holds its value for the longer term. If anyone knows anything like that, I'd love to hear from you in the comments section. One of my precognitive dreams from a long time ago involved living in a bleak future, where my home was filled with antiques and I was selling them off one by one in my old age to pay for my living expenses. It sounds absolutely crazy, but it's no less crazy than most so-called sane people during the coup. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way the governments are smashing open your savings account and stealing your purchasing power, but when you look at the balance, the number is still the same. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the government gaslighting about inflation being transitory away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.